on your mic.
I'll do that again. Good morning, Commissioner Secretary Hepler. I'm Bob Schneider, Assistant Director for the Division of Parks and Recreation. First of all, item number 25, public involvement, customer satisfaction. Emily Miller, our Visitor Services Coordinator, was going to present that. She's home with a killer cold right now. So we're going to put that off and provide that to you next month. Well, we're past Labor Day now. The kids are back in school. The focus is on school activities, football, marching bands. But the parks are not closed. This is arguably the best time of the year to be in the parks. Absolutely beautiful. And, you know, our challenge is to make sure everybody knows that there's a lot of opportunities out there. So this is the time of year that our marketing and our promotion is really key, and we really step that effort up. I just asked Rachel to hand out, you've probably already seen this, but upcoming events in the park, special events like the one that Shane talked about that's coming up down at Lewis and Clark next weekend, throughout the park system over the next several months, and there's a ton of them. Homesteader days, harvest festivals. There's a buffalo roundup out west that you've heard of. Mortimer's monstrous Halloween event at Oakwood. Don't miss that one. But there's stuff going on almost every weekend in the parks. And one thing I do need to comment is that this is the time of year when there's no seasonal staff left. They're all back in school. So these events, it's our skeleton park staff that's doing these. And how they pull it off is a lot of teamwork efforts, partnerships with communities, with clubs, with volunteers. And there's a whole nother set of benefits that go along with those partnerships. But a lot of fun, neat stuff going on in the parks. That's our challenge, to get the word out, and they are well received. Some of these, for instance, the LaFramboise Island Halloween hike, year after year, we'll get 1,000 people for that. Up at Fort Sisseton, the haunted fort, you know, last year was their first year for that. They had, I think, 600 people for that. So people come to these events in the thousands, and they're wonderful things. If you turn to page 28 of your booklet, we can take a quick look at where we're at today, year to date through the month of August. And essentially our revenue is up 1% statewide, camping is down 1%, and visitation is down 4%. And those are off of a record year in 2017. So we're not feeling that bad, especially given, as you know, you just heard, we had no spring this year. We went from winter to summer. And just looking at some camping statistics, the year to date through April, our camping was down 41%, through May down 6%, through June 3%, through July 2%, and through August we're sitting at 1% down. So we're not feeling too bad about that. We've still got plenty of year left, and depending on the weather, we're certainly going to have the activities out there. So if the weather cooperates, we're going to finish the year just fine. Looking at a little bit of detail on our statistics to date, Custer State Park, obviously, with the huge fire that we suffered last December, you know, we've been watching that closely. What's happening at Custer State Park this year in the aftermath of the largest forest fire in the history of the park? Temporary park entrance licenses, that 7-day park entrance licenses, were down 5% on those from last year. You know, I think that once people that do come see that it was a small area of the park in general that was impacted, and the recovery effort that's going on, you know, that's going to rebound and we'll get back to where we were. Camping numbers are up 1% for the year over last year following that fire. So we're real pleased with that. Lewis and Clark rented down here, started the year slow, losing the spring, but they're back to dead even right now, a few camping units higher than what they were. Northern Oahe had a great year. You know, the walleye bite is back up there. Places like West Pollock and Indian Creek at Mobridge, they're in double-digit increases. Other areas, they're down a little bit. We've had huge rains down in this part of the state, that Sioux Falls area, and that's affecting both visitation and camping. But overall, revenue up 1%, camping down 1%, and visitation down 4% with 3 months of the year left to go. We're happy. Any questions?
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Bob.
All right, that'll bring us down to the Division of Wildlife, and we got a couple resolutions, I believe, Tom, to deal with.